Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We speak a fair bit about the infrastructure deficit in the current economy. Not enough water, public transport, power, etc. But spare a thought for Irish people a century ago. Only a quarter of the population had any electricity at all, and few had running water. The newly independent state had little or no money, but the little that it did have, it bet on one big project. The building of the then largest hydroelectric plant in Europe at Ardna Crusha in County Clare. Today is the 100th anniversary exactly of the turning of the first sod to build that plant, which provided enough electricity for the entire nation a century ago. Brendan Shine is the plant manager for ESB at the world-famous Ardna Crusha Generation Station and is on the line. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what Ardna Crusha was in terms of the significance and what it physically built.
You have to remember, you know, 100 years ago when we were just after two wars, the Civil War and the War of Independence. We were on our knees, literally, and some fantastic young engineers, Thomas McLaughlin, Patrick McGilligan. One was finance, the other one was engineering. They came together by chance meeting in Christmas 1923, and they decided that we need to put our nation back on its feet. And incredibly, these two men, they were the founding fathers of the ESB, but the zeal, the passion, the enthusiasm, the sense of patriotism they had towards the country and what they wanted to do. So they decided that not just locally they would power the nation, because remember, only 1 in 40 homes had electricity back then. They wanted a national electricity service for the entire country. So, and naturally, the Shannon River, being the largest in the British Isles, was the perfect place to actually build this station. But like, literally 5 years later, within 5 years, they wanted to build a power station, put in a complete infrastructure network to actually power the nation. And at the same time, within 4 to 5 years, in conjunction with Siemens Schuckert, a huge, monumental task. And these young people, they were young engineers. Remember, these weren't seasoned in the mid-40s delivering projects for other companies and countries. But their passion and their enthusiasm, and they're just there. They both, one was an engineer, one was a politician. As you know, both to get both actually to do that type of project was just incredible.
Well, it was very, when you think about it, that they bet a quarter of the Irish national income on a single project. It was a huge risk. Now, we all look back and say that they had to do to electrify the nation, but it was a massive financial risk. So you have to hand some credit to the founding fathers of the newly independent state.
It was incredible. The politicians of the day, and well, the one fantastic thing I'm able to say, when the Shannon Electricity Bill went through the Dáil and the Senate in June 1925, there was not a single vote cast against it. Whatever private misgivings other legislators might have had about the enormity of the undertaking, not one of them voted against it. So everyone was in unison. That's a fantastic point, Joe, because everyone in Irish government, every politician voted for it, because everyone knew what the future was. We needed to power our nation. And that's for industrialization, as we quite rightly said, even people just take it for granted. We open our taps, we turn on our power and whatever. But all that now, people had to go down to the local well with their buckets and et cetera, and draw water up to their homes. Now at the turn of a tap, you have water. And that all became because of electricity. I remember with the ESB as well, they talk about 5,000 people built, 4,000 Irish, 1,000 German people to build it. Like, there's over 10,000.
I heard, Brendan, I'm sorry to interrupt. I heard a story that a lot of the Siemens engineers learned the Irish language because they thought they would need it to interact with the locals for quite a number of years.
That's amazing you say that, because I did a little bit more research on it, because there was Munster Irish, there was Connemara Irish, there was of course English and Irish, and they apparently during games and things like that, there used to be five languages spoken. There were four, and the other one was bad language apparently. But
Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, and yes, and but one thing about the Irish and the German population, even though you say 100 years later, we're still in business with Siemens, also celebrated their 100-year anniversary. Schuchert, part of it is gone now, but it's the Siemens now themselves, were amazing brand for Ireland. And it just goes to show you the collaboration and the partnership with different companies and countries, how we can build our country. Because remember, what we built, obviously the Irish nation, what we built in Anacrusha was a nation builder. That's really where the start of, that was the cradle of Irish industrialization. That's where we got back on our feet. And it's a template for any other countries around the world there. You know, we might be war-torn and you're on your knees, but you can get back up and like a phoenix from the ashes.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic story.
Ardnacrusha is still generating electricity today, but only a sliver of what we actually need.
We just about 2% of the actual power requirements now the country needs. So we power normally about 46,000 homes when we're producing 86 megawatts. It all depends, of course, then on the water coming through the coming through the station. So the key here is as well. So what we've done to commemorate this 100th year, the turning of the sod, we have commissioned a boat out of the blue, a specially curated exhibition commissioned by the National Built Heritage Service in partnership with ESV, is taking place in Ardnacrusha. So we literally have turned the whole front of the station into a blank canvas, where we've put magnificent photographs. It'd be large, 7 foot by 4 foot, and that's actually been done by the photographic unit of the National Monument Service. So we have at least about 150 visitors a day coming onto site. We have all our site tours on Ellie Book. So if anyone's interested in booking our tours, you want to get your name in, because they finish on the September the 6th.
Is it esb.ie/Ardnacrusha, or how do they get there?
That's it. The easiest way to do it, I'd say Google Ardnacrusha Tours 2025, yep. And you go straight to the website, and it's very, very easy. It's very intuitive to book the slots that are available. Okay.
Brendan, what can we learn today from Ardnacrusha when it comes to big infrastructure implementation?
Well, that's a fantastic point, because Claire Quinn, one of the head of renewable operations at ESB, said, I think it was a fantastic quote, if you don't mind me saying it. She said, Ardnacrusha stands as a testament to what can be achieved when vision meets engineering excellence. The Shannon scheme transformed Ireland in ways that were almost unimaginable in 1925. So as we look towards a net zero energy system, we draw inspiration from that same pioneering spirit. The challenges of today demand nothing less.
A wonderful quote to end it. And I myself will be going to see the wonderful Ardnacrusha plant this weekend, and I can't wait to see it. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us. That's Brendan Shine, the plant manager for ESB at the world famous Ardnacrusha Generating Station.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.